paraphrase Dr. John, such a weekend. From the West Bank to New Orleans to Slidell, Carnival officially kicked into high gear these past few days as 19 crews rolled, celebrating everything from lions and dogs to Wookiees and Greek gods, even Mona Lisa and moon pies. But now it stops for 9 days because the Super Bowl is coming to town. I'd rather have Santa Claus. Still, I'm going to be a team player and make sure I look all nice and gentlemanly for the Ravens and 49ers. For the next week, I'll sit up straight, tuck my shirt in, might even wear socks. Admit it, you'll do the same thing. Why? Because we're all in love with the city of New Orleans. And when the one you love asks you to look nice in front of 120,000 strangers, you do it, no matter the inconvenience. Besides, there are a few reasons to celebrate Super Bowl 47. I count three. First, it's a party. Oh, sure, we're not officially invited, but when has that stopped any of us? If you live in New Orleans, you're automatically invited to any party, anytime, anywhere. It's just the way we roll around here. And what's a NOLA party without a fest? Super Bowl Boulevard is a four-day festival that features 49 bands, 12 parades, and 54 dishes of food. Now, I don't know about you, but I'll celebrate any Thursday that lets me hang out by the river while eating a po' boy, drinking an Abita, and listening to Amanda Shaw. Second, this party is not, I repeat, not for Atlanta. Super Bowl 47 isn't easy for New Orleans, but it would have been hell on earth if the Falcons were playing. Fortunately, that won't happen. Once again, the gods have shown their supreme wisdom and reminded us that, when it comes to football, the Saints have Super Bowl rings, and the Falcons have onion rings. Finally, let me suggest that there is even reason to celebrate the fact that Roger Goodell is coming to town. I know, we was robbed. But hear me out. For one entire week, every time a plate of food is put down in front of him, the good commissioner has to wonder if there isn't some, shall we say, lagniappe in his etouffee. Perhaps as a local restaurant owner suggested to the New York Times, Goodell will bring a taster. And if we're really lucky, that taster will be from Atlanta. For WWNO, this is Brett Will Taylor.